More than 740 Thames water sites inspected. More than 740 inspections have been carried out at Thames wastewater sites, the Environment Agency has said. Water industry regulators, including newly formed teams, recruited over the past 2 years to drive improvements in the water industry, have been inspecting sites across the region. The checks are there to prevent pollution by ensuring that water companies are operating as they should and within their permits, and set out actions they must take if they are not. The inspections of wastewater assets, such as sewage treatment works and storm tanks, have already been successful in uncovering breaches in Thames Water's permit conditions this past year, the agency said. As a result, the Environment Agency has notified the water company of over 270 actions they must undertake across their wastewater network to comply with those permits. A total of 76% of the sites investigated were found to be compliant with their permits. Karen Andrews, Thames Water Regulation Manager, said, "Thames Water were classified as a one-star performing company in our last environmental performance assessment. Our new water industry regulation teams have been working tirelessly, completing a record number of inspections to identify where they need to improve and hold them to account, and we are already seeing the benefits of this. Water companies need to operate and maintain their infrastructure in a way that protects the environment. We want to see a culture where issues are identified and rectified before they cause damage to our rivers and seas." Helen Wakeham, Environment Agency's Director for Water, added, "We're changing how we operate. With better data, our largest ever enforcement workforce, and greater powers to do our job effectively. Inspections are a vital preventative measure, with our teams nationally issuing over 3,000 actions to water companies, including repairing sewage works and upgrading their infrastructure. Together, this will drive meaningful improvements in performance, hold persistent offenders to account, and ultimately create a cleaner water environment."